Welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Before we get started, I'd like to talk a little about our shout-outs. I haven't received any yet. So, if you've listened to how to get your questions answered, once you write your questions down, press send. And your question will send, and next podcast, I'll pick a few of you, and you'll get your questions answered. Okay, let's start. Bees make many substances for their living, so they can live. The first substance we'll be talking about is royal jelly, probably one of the most important substances they make. Royal jelly, I bet you all know what royal jelly does from the previous episodes, but I'll just re-explain what royal jelly does. Royal jelly is fed to all bees, but the queen is only fed royal jelly. So the queen develops into the queen faster. Us humans also use royal jelly and skin products. And it's also edible. Royal jelly is made out of special glands on a worker bee's head. And moving on to our next substance, which is honey. Bees make honey, so it's their substance. So, honey is the bees' food. Most bees eat honey. Honeybee larvae are fed honey. Honey is a very important substance. Basically, what I'm going to say is they throw up honey. It's not really throwing up honey. It's a process that they do when they eat nectar. They process it in their stomachs and it makes honey. Okay, moving on to our next substance. Our next substance, let's see. Propolis is like a bee glue. If you've ever gone beekeeping, you use the hive tool to take off the lid of the hive. Sometimes it gets a little stuck because the bees use propolis to glue their hive top down. Propolis is used in other reasons too. A few other reasons. Some people eat propolis. They believe it's good for them. Not sure actually if it is or it isn't. Not a lot of people are sure about that. It's also, here's the story. My beekeeping teacher visited a hive when he opened the hive lid. There were two dead mice covered in propolis, which is white, basically. And it's sort of clear, transparent, and two dead mice covered in propolis. Like a spider web. Covered in a spider web, let's say. They stung those mice to death. That's how powerful bees are. And our next substance, moving on. Let's see. Do we have a next substance? I just need to think. let's talk about bee teamwork before we end this podcast. Bees actually team up with wasps to drive out moles from their hole, and then they turn into their hive. Bee teamwork. Okay, I just made that bee teamwork thing up right now. Well, I think. But now I'm going to do it every episode, and I'll tell you what some versions of bee teamwork. That's the first one. Next substance, wax. Bees aren't the only thing that can make wax, but bees make beeswax. They're the only creatures that make beeswax. Underneath their abdomen is where they create this beeswax. They rub their abdomen, making little wax honeycombs on their underside of their abdomen. And then they transfer that down onto the hive where they mold it and use it. Now, that's all for today. Please do submit your questions and they will get answered. At some point, I'm going to make sure they get answered. If you subscribe or follow Bees in Wonderland, you'll get alerts for new podcasts and listen to those immediately because they may have your questions in them. Goodbye.